Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure as always. Very excited about having our good friend Anita Rosen back on the show. Anita is one of the long-term members of our Brain Trust, and she is, I don't know what we'd do without her. She's taught us so much about the Internet. You know, she was one of the original developers of the first browser, and way back in the day, I mean, when she was just a baby in those days, but it still hasn't been that long ago, and we count on her on a regular basis to join us and talk to us about where things are going with regard to technology with the Internet, and she's got some new stuff for us today. Anita Rosen, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's good to be back, but I didn't help invent the browser. I worked at Netscape, and what I would say my claim to fame is they brought me in because no one had ever launched a product on the web before. And when you say launch a product is, how do you come out with a new product on the web? And you have to think about things like, what's it going to look like? So that, I would say, is my claim to fame is, and something that's always very interesting is whenever you look at new media, how do you take old media and repurpose it? Or existing media, I should say, and repurpose it for new media. What changes do you need to make to how you market? Because remember back then, when people went on the web with a new product, they'd take the brochure and they would be this one huge graphic. We didn't have PDFs back then.
Right.
So it would just be this, you'd go to a website and it would take 5 minutes to download because there'd be this big graphic. And that was it.
That's
so,
right.
You know.
Absolutely.
So how do we do it? So, which wasn't very effective or efficient. So we have to look at, from a marketing point of view, and this is what I find really fascinating, how do you move to new medias and what do you need to do to your message and your materials when you move to that new media so that you're using that new media appropriately?
And see, there's a word that I use, Anita, to talk about what you just said, and it's called relevance. I use the word relevance, and by that I mean, if you've got a customer who likes to read the newspaper and you don't have an ad in the newspaper, then you're not relevant to how they want to talk to find out about you. If you got a customer or a group of customers who like to listen listen to the radio, and you don't have anything on the radio, same thing. If you've got people who are looking for you online, and a group of them are starting to use their cell phones, their mobile units, more than they do their desktop, and you don't have a presence online that conforms to that size, that aspect ratio, and that size window, then you're no longer relevant to them. What do you think, Anita?
I completely agree with you. So there's multiple aspects to what we're talking about. You are talking about what being there, and I'm talking about when you're there, are you there appropriately?
That's right.
Because website is wonderful. Everything is, I'm a restaurant, and you come to my website, and I've got my first screen is this beautiful flash of all the food.
Right.
And people are on iPhones and iPads, which flash doesn't work.
Right.
Are you relevant? Yeah. Are you there?
Exactly. Well, I'm talking about that too, because the point that I make is that if it comes down to you and one of the company and the customer's going to buy from one or the other, and you've got everything that the other company has, all the products, the pricing is good or better, but on their cell phone, your telephone number isn't clickable, but the other company's is, well, you're not relevant and the other company is. And at that what I'm calling the moment of relevance, they're going to win. What do you think?
Completely agree. We're talking the same thing. We're just talking two different pieces of it.
Yeah,
of the puzzle.
That's right.
One is you have to be there.
This is something.
And the second is when you're there, you have to be there, and it needs to work appropriately. Mm-hmm. And whoever works the best is the experience that people are going to come back to again. So if mm-hmm. you come to an experience, I do a lot in the training industry. And right. the big thing right now is all the trainers, not the learners, but the trainers love Flash.
Right.
And is that the best experience for the learner? The trainers think it's the best experience because they think if a screen pops up and it's Flash, so bullets move in, that that's interactive.
Right.
Studies have shown from our brains that's not interactive.
Anita, hold on to that thought.
Yeah.
Give us your website before we go to the break.
ReadyGo.com.
ReadyGo.com. Anita Rosen, ladies and gentlemen. Whenever Anita speaks, we listen. I'm Jim Blasingame. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about this and about the importance of conforming to what your customers' expectations are, and they are changing. And Anita's going to help us with that. 20 till. Stay with us.
Cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.